All right, for Tuesday, the 16th of May, 2006, this is Rubenerd, show 86, the third time I have tried to record this. Now, let me explain. Of course, Jim Bob Kloss and Whole Wheat Radio said you shouldn't talk about your podcast itself, you should talk about what you're supposed to be talking about, but I just want to get this off my chest. Of course, you all know my MacBook Pro, my production machine, which I usually use to record these shows. I decided one day that, let's just have the power supply on it fail and see what happens and see how much we can screw up Ruben's life. That's my life exploding. Did you hear that? No, obviously not. So the power supply failed. It's so sad. Etc. So I couldn't... Oh, that deodorant's horrible. Ugh. It's not a smart idea to spray that in front of my face, in front of the microphone. Microphone smells fresh, though. This microphone will not get body odor anytime soon. Oh, boy. Unfortunately, with that, the power supply on my MacBook Pro has failed, which not only threw my work into chaos and my uni work into chaos, but also my podcast into chaos, my audio magazine. So I have to talk about that at some point as well. So unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And the iBook, I'm recording it on my iBook, which is a retro 2002 Apple computer. I think January 2002 we bought it. My dad bought it. And I just started recording the show previously. And as it turns out, the hard disk on this old laptop was full to the brim. So I was just talking into nothing. So I thought to myself, oh, okay, fine. So I wasted 10 minutes of my life. I then went ahead and cleared out some space on my hard disk and then started recording again. Recorded another full episode, thought I did a great job, played it back. Of course, it wasn't there either because I hadn't emptied the recycle bin. I hadn't emptied the trash in Mac OS X. I just put the stuff there. I mean, what a beginner's error that is. So, this is take three. I'm hoping I'm not talking into thin air again. Hopefully not, like I usually am at home. Anyway, so it's going to be a very tech-related episode today. If you don't like tech that much, maybe you want to tune out. I should have said that at the beginning. But before we get onto that, a bit of a Rubenerd Show milestone. A Rubenerd Show milestone, and if I had music special effects, you'd be hearing that da-da-da-da-da sound as that... Oh, boy. I got my first phone message. Now, of course, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you listened to the Rubenerd Show in any detail, you would have seen on the website... that I put a link to Skype, my Skype voicemail phone number. This deodorant is really horrible. I purchased this goddamn phone number from Sauvage. This deodorant's getting to my head. Lynx Touch Deodorant Body Spray. I put some on before, and it's really powerful stuff. It's making me giddy. Skype. I got myself a Skype phone number. I'll start again. Da-da-da-da-da. Rubenerd Show. First phone message milestone thing. Got my first phone. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This stuff is... unique masculine fragrance 24-hour deodorant protection. Never underestimate the power of smell. It's got a little diagram here. It says Lynx... It looks like a little logo of a Lynx body gel thing, plus, and then it's got a picture of a guy spraying something onto him, and then equals and a woman in a bikini. So does that mean if I use their Lynx shower spray and I spray on that, does that mean I turn into a woman in a bikini? Oh boy. Squared. Unique masculine fragrance. That honestly, they're made in Australia, imported into New Zealand and Singapore. Unilever Singapore Proprietary Limited, 302 Jalan Boon Lay, Singapore, 619502. Any questions or comments? Yeah, I have a question or comment for you. Your product's lame. And it makes you go giddy. I got my first phone message here on the Rubenerd Show. I'm finally talking about this again. I didn't think I was going to be doing an impromptu review of Lynx Touch Body Spray Deodorant. Stupid stuff. In fact, I'm just going to... If you didn't hear that, that was me throwing it on the floor. Rubenerd Show milestone, got my first phone message. Someone actually left me a message on the Rubenerd Show voicemail. And if you want to leave a message on the Rubenerd voicemail, you can go ahead. If you're in Australia, you can... Obviously, if you're not in South Australia, you don't put the area code in. It's 08-8121-4448 is the Rubenerd Show voicemail. Or if you're overseas, You would substitute the 084618, because 61 is, of course, the international code for Australia. 618-8121-4448 is the Ruben and Joe voicemail. Fantastic stuff. I got my first voicemail message, unfortunately, as you've probably bored to death of me explaining, because I'm recording this on the iBook. It's very difficult for me to have special effects and stuff, so... I promised that on the website that every message I receive, as long as it's not, you know, contains 11 varieties of the word, the F word or whatever, I'll play it on the next Ruben Erd show. Even if you're saying Ruben is a complete asshole who talks out of his ass and, you know, has an ass for a face and all that, I don't care. I'll still play it as long as it's no profanities or, you know, explicit crap. So I got a really nice message, and I can't play it today, unfortunately, because of this stupid power supply problem thing. So hopefully I'm getting it tomorrow. Of course, if a tech support company says it'll be available tomorrow, by their definition, tomorrow means 3 weeks. that's just my experience with Sony. I've never really had any technical support problems with Apple before. They've usually been really helpful, especially in Singapore. But I think this power supply is really going to get to me. So, unfortunately, can't play it today, but I got the message. It was really good, and I'll have to... I got an email, automatic email response thing, so I'll have to send that reply to that. So there you go. So I'm keeping that under wraps now. Of course, send one if you want to. 812-1-444-8, or if you're overseas, 618-812-1-444-8. There you go. First phone message in the Ruben Erd Show, other than ones that I've done myself to test it. I want to briefly talk about this monitor that I have. It's the Samsung SyncMaster 910T. It's a digital display, digital meaning DVI display, by Samsung. It's a 19-inch LCD. And I have to admit, you know, using laptops and stuff all the time, especially the iBook, I tended, you know, it's been getting less use as of late. The sitting there plugged in but not really used. Anyway, I started using it again today, and just using that screen for 5 minutes, it really, it is the most gorgeous display I have ever used. It's the Samsung SyncMaster 910T. It's a 1,000 to 1, my dad bought it for me, it's a 1,000 to 1 contrast ratio display, and a lot of people see that and they say, you know, the 1,000 to 1 contrast display, who gives a rat's ass about the contrast and all that, all LCDs are crap in terms of that, and while maybe a CRT does have better, you know, more vivid color than an LCD, this screen rocks, it's not so much, you know, you have this monitor there, and you have another monitor sitting next to it. You can't really, you know, you're squinting, thinking, ooh, you know, can't really tell a difference, that sort of thing. I guess it's not so much what you can see, but what you can't see. You can't tell a difference, etc. What I mean by that is that I've been using the iBook for a while now, and I'm not sure what the color contrast is on that. But I went and started using the Samsung again, and all of a sudden the colors just look so much richer all over again. It's when you use it for a while, I guess you get used to it, and you use a laptop screen, you get used to it. But moving from this laptop screen to that Samsung display, it was like I was wearing glasses and I just polished them. The colors are just magnificent. Now, my dad bought that for me in 2004, so I think it's still got the same model number, but it's in a more stylish case now. The one I've got's in a fairly boring case. But if you're in the market for a display, and by the way, I'm not getting paid to say this. Samsung is providing me funds to say this, but, you know, I wasn't supposed to say... Well, I blew that then, didn't I? It is an amazing display, and if you're on the market, especially if you do a lot of photography or you watch a lot of DVDs and that sort of stuff where, you know, DVD quality stuff, the videos, the color is just unbelievable. It's better than the Apple Cinema displays. That is just testament to it. It's beautiful display. It's got digital and analog as well, so it's fantastic stuff. Now, I was going to talk about something else related to tech, but unfortunately I spent my time talking about deodorant. Horrible stuff. So I guess I'll just have to leave it there and talk about the tech, and we've got Will at Sync as well. Ugh, unbelievable. have to make these shows longer. This has been the Ruben Oates Show on RubenOatesShow.com, number 86, for Tuesday, the 16th of May, 2006. You have yourself a fantastic day, and I will see you again tomorrow on Wednesday. You have yourself a fantastic day, as I just said, and don't use Lynx deodorants. That's just horrible stuff. Don't forget to leave a phone message as well.